Ah, what a day, what a day. Hi, everybody. It's your old pal, Pip. I love string cheese. I just bought some, along with a cheapo bag of chips and 5 ramen noodle packets to last me until Thursday. It's Tuesday night, so I've got enough for when I have some dinner tonight. Got some noodles or whatever. Some for breakfast and lunch and dinner tomorrow. It's really come down to that. It's weird. I don't know how I ate all of my food that fast, but it's great being broke. But the good thing is, Thursday's coming. I get paid. I'll get to have a nice little shopping going on for some food, pay some bills, get all caught up, and be good to go. The thing is, I don't know. Am I going to go to see a concert 3 hours away, 3.5 hours away? 4, it might be 4. I don't even know. It's in Lawrence, Kansas. XV is the guy's name. He's a rapper. He's local from Wichita. And I hate my feelings like these. Like, I've been looking forward to this for over a month now. Like, over a month ago, I RSVP'd, I think it was. And I was like, oh, this is so exciting because his new album, his free download mixtape just came out, and I was listening to it nonstop, and then, I was like, holy shit, he's going to be up in Lawrence? Yes, it's 3 hours away. I'm going to go. Can't wait. Well, I also said that about Marcy Playground, Gin Blossoms, Sugar Ray, etc. for last Wednesday when they were here in Wichita, just 20 minutes away. Didn't go. I also said that about Childish Gambino 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he ended up selling out, and I wasn't going to have enough money to go anyways. But I get so excited ahead of time for these shows, and then when it comes time for them, I think I mentally talk myself out of it. It's just the whole money thing, and I think, all right, tickets for this concert are $15. I'm going to have to fill my tank up, $30, $35, $40, I don't know, however much. It depends on what the gas is for that day. It's probably going to be about $40. I'm going to go to Lawrence, which is almost to Kansas City. I'm going to go there, come back. It's going to use up over half the tank, I imagine, if not at least half. So that's already, let's say, $35 in gas, plus $15 for the ticket. That's $50. And I start thinking, you know, there's always a chance that he'll come back here soon. And there's so much more I could do with that $50, you know? I'm already going to have to put the gas in my tank, so $30, $35, all right? So $15. I probably won't even fill my gas tank up all the way if I don't go. So, you know, that'll be $25 probably that will last me the next 2 weeks because I don't go anywhere. I mean, as long as all I do is go to work and come home and go to work and come home, I can get through 2 weeks. 2 weeks with a cheap amount of money spent on gas. And then there's the whole, I could be spending my money on better things, like paying off my debt, like my loan that I'm having to pay for every 2 weeks. This is awful. This is my life. Thinking of what I could spend my money on more. But the whole problem is that the whole reason I've been working my hours lately, not only so I could survive, but so I could have the luxury of doing things. Yet ever since I'd done that, nothing's changed, except for all that booze I bought a few weeks back. Yeah. I don't know. That would be probably about $25 I could save by not going to the concert this Thursday, but would I miss out? I mean, I'm 25. I'm going to be 26 in 2 months. I should be living my life. I haven't gone to a concert in over a year, and I used to love that. I don't know. If it was in Wichita, I would definitely go, but I say that now, and I'd probably find a stupid reason not to. And it's not like I had to switch days off or anything. I didn't have to make any changes except for the money. That's all. I just gotta spend the money. I'm cheap, right? I'm cheap. That's all there is to it. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm running out of time. 10 seconds. I know, but I don't know. I need more time to talk. This is not enough. I'm sorry to talk your ears off, though. Sorry.